What motivated the company to locate this expansion here?
So we looked at several sites, and there were some conditions that were in place in terms of, it was an enterprise zone, which made it very attractive for us from an economic development site. We already have a site with a great workforce in Bloomington, in our Bloomington facility already. And when you think about the geographic location of Bloomington, it's extremely well positioned to serve our sites across the region, the North America region. So you add all those things together, great economic incentives by the state of Illinois, a great community in Bloomington, great site and workforce in the Bloomington team that works there. It made it very, very attractive to make this investment in Bloomington.
Well, this may be a surprise to some, but the chocolate you use to make the candies and candy bars in Bloomington isn't made here currently. So, where does the
Right.
chocolate that you make come from now?
Well, it comes from a variety of places that are making it to our spec, and some of it we acquire from ourselves, and some from our own sites, and some we acquire from the outside using our formula. The point for us is though that's not how we want to do things, in the long term. We make our own chocolate, and we have two state-of-the-art facilities in Europe that make probably, and I would be, selfish to say, probably the best chocolate in the world. And we are bringing that kind of capability and that kind of technological know-how to the Bloomington site, where we will use state-of-the-art technology to produce some of the best quality chocolate in the world. And we will use that across our sites in the U.S. and Canada to produce our products.
And if you can give us sort of a 101, what goes into making chocolate, first of all?
Well, you have to take you have first you take cocoa powder, sugar, milk, and then cocoa butter, and you go through a process which is called conching, and it takes a long time. And it takes skill and know-how, because you have to conch the chocolate and add the right ratios of sugar, milk, and cocoa butter, depending on whether you're making dark chocolate or milk chocolate, to get to the kind of chocolate you have at the end. And there's different kind of beans, and these beans from around the world have different attributes. So sometimes you use African beans, sometimes you can use South America beans, but the kind of bean that you use has a big impact on the quality of chocolate. And Ferrero, as a general rule, buys some of the best beans available in the marketplace in the world, and we use those beans. We roast those beans. We have a roasting operation and a cocoa powder operation in Canada, and then that cocoa powder and cocoa butter that comes from our Canadian operation will be used to make the chocolate in Bloomington, and where the conching happens. And conching takes a long time, and like I say, it's a precise thing that requires a lot of know-how in terms of blending and what you're going to do to get to the finished tempered chocolate.
Since the cocoa powder, as you said, comes from Canada, what is the geographic advantage for Bloomington for this chocolate to be produced here?
It's centrally located, and from Canada, our plant's outside of Toronto. It's in Brantford, Ontario, and so it's not that far of a truck ride or a train ride to get from there to our Bloomington facility.
I see. When we spoke with the local Economic Development Council about the prospects for this deal back in May, when they announced the enterprise zone going before the local taxing bodies, they've had their fingers crossed for quite some time. Was this delayed at all? Did the pandemic play a role in the process playing out over the last 6 months?
To some degree, everything is a bit more complicated and it takes more time. When you're trying to manage, people's travel, trying to, consider how you're evaluating things, and you also want to see how things are going, because this pandemic has brought a ton of unknowns to the business community. And so, but we're quite confident. I think, as you hear the news, it looks like, there's light at the end of the tunnel now. You have a couple big companies announcing successful vaccine candidates that will soon be available to the general population. You have more coming, and I think when you put all those things together, and plus the fact that the United States is still probably the best place in the world to do business, and it's a fantastic country, a fantastic economy, and it's a place of great opportunity, and that is alive and well in Illinois and in Bloomington. And for us, there might have been a small delay, but the foundation of the foundational points were there, we've been able to confirm and then make the investment announcement.
So the pandemic has been harder on the service industry than it has been on goods, and people seem to still be buying indulgences like chocolates and those sorts of things, at least to an extent. How has the business gone during this uncertain financial time?
Well, for us and many, like I think you've captured the point correctly. For many of us in the food industry, we're an essential business. We've been able to keep producing, and people have come to our products. The pandemic has been a trying time psychologically and emotionally for people. And, confectionery has been a point of at least, enjoyment for them when they can't go out, they can't see their friends, they can't do the things that they would normally enjoy doing. So, our category, I think, has served a good point of relief for people. At least we're bringing some normalcy to everyday life with confectionery. Now, your point about the service industry definitely is true, and we stand together with the people in the service industry that are suffering, and we hope that the vaccine does get out and people can start return to traveling and staying in hotels and going in restaurants, because the sooner that part of the economy gets better, the better it is for everyone. And then but for us, we've been fortunate. Like many companies, though, we've had to manage dealing with COVID, and making sure we're doing the right thing to manage and be safe as we can in a production environment. But we've been quite lucky, and we've been performing quite well during the pandemic financially and as a business.
How competitive is the chocolate industry? Yeah, are customers very brand specific from what you can tell, or does that not matter as much?
People are it is a very, very competitive industry, because people, while they love and have a favorite brand, they have many favorite brands, and depending on how you build your availability and how you're advertising and the things you're doing to support your brands and the marketplace, all those can have a dramatic effect on your performance. And so it is extremely competitive, and there are many good companies in our industry that make great products. And now I would say, selfishly, we make the best stuff, and I believe that, but it is a competitive industry for sure.
What kind of a spin-off contractors might this attract to our community? Any that you see?
Of course, you have first the investment in the building and the capital and the HVAC and all the things that need to be required and need to be maintained. So, there's going to be, of course, additional service agreements or expanded agreements with the people that we have already servicing Bloomington. Then you have, additional, trucking activity, additional employment activity. So all those things have knock-on effects, which are positive for the economic health of the Bloomington community. So just even simply, so if you have 50 more people coming to our facility, if you're a diner nearby, that's probably more business. If you're in the morning or after work, if there's, so all those things accumulate to have positive economic impacts for the community. And we're happy that we're able to do those things, because we know that, if you are participating in the economic health of the community, you help that community stability, and that pays dividends for everyone for the long term.